The sun was just rising as the author drove down the winding road to Andrew's farm. 5 years had passed since they first met at a farm-to-table dinner, where Andrew's passion for self-sufficiency shone brightly. Now, the author was excited to see how he had transformed his one-acre plot into a tapestry of productivity, all while balancing a demanding job that earned him over six figures annually. As the author stepped out of the car, the air was fresh with the scents of earth and greenery. Andrew greeted them with a warm smile, his hands dirt-stained from a morning's work. "Come on in," he said, gesturing towards the fields. The farm was a marvel, featuring 165 meticulously maintained 50-foot beds, each a testament to Andrew's hard work and dedication. They began the tour at the first bed, where Andrew's intensive cultivation methods came to life. "I designed the layout for efficiency," he explained, showing how each bed was accessible by wheelbarrow. The author watched as Andrew effortlessly moved through the rows, his knowledge evident in every step. He paused at a bed of crisp lettuce, demonstrating his careful harvesting technique. With a quick hand, he cut the leaves with a knife, ensuring the highest quality for market. As they moved along, Andrew spoke about soil management. He shared his commitment to using compost and mineral dust, especially in areas that had once been rocky. "I apply compost regularly," he said, his eyes lighting up with enthusiasm. "Every bed gets a fresh layer after it's emptied." The author could see that soil health wasn't just a practice. It was the foundation of Andrew's farming philosophy. The conversation shifted to watering routines and organic fertilizers. Andrew's systematic approach impressed the author. He detailed his direct seeding methods and discussed how timing played a crucial role in planting and harvesting. The author noted how Andrew managed to turn over beds quickly, often replanting immediately after a harvest. As they wandered further into the farm, Andrew highlighted various crops, including tomatoes, strawberries, and greens. Each plant told a story of challenges faced and triumphs celebrated. He spoke about pest management strategies, like using shade covers during heat waves and experimenting with planting techniques. The author's admiration for Andrew's dedication grew with every revelation. This small-scale farmer exemplified creativity and hard work, merging the joys of agriculture with a commitment to sustainability. The day promised to be rich with insights and inspiration, showcasing the rewarding lifestyle that came from tending to the land. Andrew led the author deeper into the farm, where rows of vibrant tomatoes basked in the sun. The plants were heavy with fruit, their sturdy vines showcasing his careful nurturing. "These will be ready in a couple of weeks," he noted, pointing out the varying colors from green to deep red. The author admired the way Andrew tailored his planting schedule to ensure a continuous harvest throughout the season. Next, they approached a patch of strawberries. "I use a straw mulch to keep the soil moist and prevent weeds," Andrew explained. He knelt down, showing how the mulch also helps with pest control. As he picked a few ripe berries, he offered some to the author. The sweetness was a testament to his hard work. The conversation moved to Andrew's approach to challenges. "Weather is my biggest foe," he said, his tone shifting slightly. He recalled the recent dry spell and how he had to adjust his irrigation setup. "I learned to install drip lines myself. It saves water and targets the plants directly." The author noted the pride in Andrew's voice, a mix of frustration and triumph. They walked towards a shady area where Andrew had set up a small greenhouse. "I use this to start seedlings," he said, gesturing to the racks full of budding plants. "Timing is key. I plant some crops early under cover to get a head start." The author was struck by Andrew's resourcefulness, turning a simple structure into a vital part of his farming strategy. Suddenly, the day took a turn. Dark clouds rolled in and the wind picked up. "Looks like a storm is brewing," Andrew said, glancing at the sky. He quickly shifted gears, leading the author back toward the main barn. "We need to secure everything before it hits. Come on!" They hurried through the farm, Andrew explaining how he prepared for storms. "I have to think ahead. I bring in any loose items and cover vulnerable crops with tarps." The urgency of the moment heightened the author's admiration for Andrew's proactive mindset. As they reached the barn, the first drops of rain began to fall. Andrew shut the doors, letting out a sigh of relief. "I've had my share of losses in strong storms," he admitted, "but each time, I learned something new." Inside the barn, Andrew pointed out tools and supplies he used for various tasks. "Every tool has its purpose," he said. He shared his system for organizing everything efficiently. The author realized that it wasn't just the crops thriving. It was also the meticulous way Andrew maintained his entire operation. With the rain tapping steadily against the barn, they took a moment to catch their breath. The storm outside felt like a reminder of nature's unpredictability, yet it also underscored the importance of preparation, something Andrew had mastered through experience. As the rain fell, Andrew shared stories of his triumphs and setbacks. Each experience had shaped him into the farmer he was today. "You have to embrace the struggles," he said. "Every time I face a challenge, I find a way to adapt and improve." The author admired how Andrew continually turned obstacles into opportunities, each lesson reinforcing his commitment to sustainability. After the storm passed, the sun broke through the clouds, illuminating the farm with a golden hue. The air felt fresh and clean. Andrew stood at the barn door, looking out over his land. "This is a whole ecosystem," he said. "Every plant, every animal, it all has its place." The author understood that this was more than just farming. It was a lifestyle that brought Andrew deep satisfaction. They ventured back outside, and Andrew pointed to a row of recently planted cover crops. "These will enrich the soil for next season," he explained. "It's about thinking ahead." This foresight was evident in every aspect of Andrew's operation, from crop rotation to the careful selection of seeds. As they walked, the author could feel the weight of what farming meant to Andrew. It was a labor of love that required hard work, patience, and resilience. "I may work a full-time job, but this farm is my passion," Andrew said. "It's not just about making money, it's about connecting with the land and the community." The author reflected on the journey Andrew had taken over the past 5 years. From the budding farmer with big dreams to the accomplished producer he had become, Andrew had proven that it was possible to balance a thriving career with a fulfilling agricultural life. "What's next for you?" the author asked, curious about Andrew's future plans. He smiled, a glint of ambition in his eyes. "I want to expand my community involvement, maybe start a local farming co-op to share what I've learned with others." The author felt inspired by Andrew's vision. It was clear that Andrew wasn't just growing crops, he was planting seeds of change in his community. As they wrapped up the visit, Andrew's determination resonated deeply. Returning to the car, the author felt a renewed sense of purpose. The day spent with Andrew had reinforced the belief that with hard work, dedication, and a connection to the environment, anyone could create something meaningful. As the author drove away, they couldn't help but smile, knowing that Andrew's journey was just beginning. The farm was a testament to the beauty of resilience and the power of a dream.